There were two reasons why Ben and Fee McTavish were lucky. The first was that they were both students on the school ship Tobermory, a school that was also a ship and that sailed all over the world. They had been sent there because their parents were well-known marine scientists and often had to be away from home on their research submarine.
"I'm afraid there are no schools underwater," said their father, "so it's going to have to be somewhere up above."
Ben and Fee were twins and were both 12. Fee liked to point out, though, that she was 2 minutes older than her brother, and that, she claimed, was important.
"Even 2 minutes can make a big difference," she said.
To which Ben, if he heard her saying that, would reply,
"Nonsense,"
which is what he often said if his sister came up with some remark with which he disagreed. He always said nonsense in a polite way, of course, as he and Fee never argued and always agreed on most important matters, if not on everything. The second reason why Ben and Fee were lucky was that they both had good friends, and these friends all got on well with one another, which is what most people hope their friends will do.
"It must be hard," Ben once said to his sister, "if you have a friend who doesn't like one of your other friends. What do you do then?"
Fee pondered this. She was glad this had never happened to her.
"I suppose you make sure that you see them at different times," she said. "Perhaps you have morning friends and then you have afternoon friends. You'd see them separately that way."
"It's much easier if they all like one another," said Ben.
"Much easier," agreed Fee.
And who were Ben and Fee's closest friends? In Ben's case, it was Badger Tompkins, with whom he shared a cabin on the Tobermory on middle deck. Badger was an American boy who came from New York. His father and mother were successful business people who sent him away to school because they were so busy they hardly gave their son much time. It made no difference to them if their son went to school in Scotland or America or Timbuktu, for that matter, as they hardly ever saw him anyway.
"I guess you can go where you like," said Badger's father. "There are always plenty of planes."
Luckily for Badger, who was a keen sailor, they allowed him to go to a ship school, which is how he ended up on the Tobermory. He felt this was by far the best thing that had ever happened to him. Badger was the first person Ben met when he joined the ship, and it was Badger who showed him round. Ben liked the other boy's sense of humour and his kindness. It was important to be kind to other people, Ben thought, and Badger was always that. He was also rather good at doing things, although he never boasted about any of the things he could do. Then there was Thomas Seagrape, who came from Jamaica, where his mother was the captain of a small ship. Thomas was one of those people whom everybody liked the moment they met him, as they realized that he was the sort who would never let them down. They were right. Thomas always did what he said he would do. People appreciated that. He and Ben also saw things the same way. They laughed at the same jokes, liked the same food, and sometimes felt as if they were brothers. Fee's closest friend on board was probably a tall, red-haired girl called Poppy Taggart. Poppy came from a sheep farm near Alice Springs, right in the middle of Australia. She had never been to sea when she first came to the Tobermory, but she had always wanted to be a sailor. Since their farm was so far from anywhere, Poppy's parents decided that since she had to go off to boarding school anyway, they might as well send her all the way to Scotland, where the Tobermory was based.
"That was one of the best choices they ever made," said Poppy, who loved being on the Tobermory,
as everybody did. Fee shared a cabin with Poppy, but she had other good friends on board, in particular Tanya Herring and Angela Singh. Tanya had been a stowaway, which is somebody who hides on a ship and is only discovered on board once the ship has left harbour. She had run off to sea after her mother died, because she had been sent to live with a cruel aunt and uncle who made her work in their dog kennels. Although Tanya's father was still alive, he was always at sea, and Tanya had no way to contact him except through her awful aunt and uncle. But she hoped that one day their paths would cross. Fortunately, she was allowed to stay on the Tobermory when she was discovered, as she had been helpful in nursing the captain's dog, Henry, when he had broken a leg. Angela Singh was another good friend of Fee's. She was a bit timid at times, but was discovering her courage. Fee liked her because she was always happy to help. Angela was not the least bit pushy, and Fee valued that quality in her friend. So there they were, a band of boys and girls, all at school together on the Tobermory, which was now heading back to port, a place that was also called Tobermory, which is the main town on the Scottish island of Mull. As the ship came closer to shore, everybody began to talk about their plans for the coming school holidays.